This is Bob Bragg. Welcome to Farm News and Views for the week of June 19th. New York may become the first state in the country to ban the use of neonicotinoid-treated seeds if Governor Hochul signs the Birds and Bees Protection Act, which is designed to eliminate 80 to 90% of the neonics entering New York's environment by prohibiting neonic uses that extensive Cornell University research found were unnecessary or were easily replaced with safer alternatives. The Cornell research also found that the seed treatments provide no overall income benefit to the net farm income of farmers using the seed treatments. The bill would also ban the use of neonics in lawn products. Reports from Quebec and Ontario, Canada, indicate that farmers have almost completely phased out neonic corn and soybean coatings, and they're not seeing negative effects on yields or the necessity of switching to more harmful pesticides. Last week, the House Appropriations Committee voted to attach a rider to the annual USDA-FDA spending bill to give the USDA the task of taking steps that may be necessary to prevent China, Russia, North Korea, and Iran from buying U.S. farmland. However, there's questions concerning whether the USDA has the authority to intrude on land sales to foreign entities. The committee also voted to decline Democratic amendments to put more money into WIC for food and vegetable allowances and to restore $2 million fund for financially distressed farmers. Meanwhile, over in the Senate, seven farm state senators announced legislation to prohibit states from regulating agricultural production in other states as a counter to California's Proposition 12, which prohibits the sale of meat and eggs in the state that don't meet California's standards for treatment of livestock and poultry. 3 weeks ago, I reported that the drought monitor map indicated that in the states east of the Mississippi, drought conditions weren't affecting agricultural producers, although at that point in time, areas of the Corn Belt were dry. Last week's map shows moderate drought conditions affecting many farmers in the upper Midwest extending into Pennsylvania. Agricultural publications are reporting that farmers in the region are becoming alarmed about dry conditions affecting the growth of corn and soybeans, and the possibility that their outlook for good crop yields may only have been wishful thinking after favorable weather allowed them to get their crops planted early in the growing season. Colorado Department of Agriculture has announced that it has begun its annual monitoring season for agricultural pests, and the agency is asking residents to beware of traps in local parks, forests, and campgrounds, and to leave them alone. Recent pests of concern include emerald ash borer and Japanese beetle. While spotted lanternfly and Asian longhorn beetles have not been found in Colorado, they are of concern because of the damage they do to trees and agricultural crops. The spotted lanternfly is a native to Asia, and it was first detected in the United States in 2014 in southeastern Pennsylvania, but can now be found in several U.S. eastern states despite major quarantine efforts. It can cause irreparable damage to grapevines and other crops, including peach trees. Due to the lanternfly's ability to migrate on vehicles, including boats and RVs, the chances of the pest arriving in Colorado are significant. To combat the Asian longhorn beetle since 1996, more than 110,000 trees have been removed as part of the eradication program in some areas of eastern U.S. Will Rogers said, "People's minds are changed through observation and not through argument." Until next week, I'm Bob Bragg.